CFTC signals. It will build a crypto regime alone. If Clarity stalls, CFTC Commissioner Mike Selig said, the agency is prepared to build its own framework for crypto asset markets if the Clarity Act remains stuck in the Senate. In remarks reported by Cointelegraph on August 21, 2026, Selig said that if the bill continues to stall because of Democrats' obstruction, the CFTC will utilize its existing authorities to begin establishing a regime for crypto asset markets. The comment moves the regulatory fight past the legislative timeline. Instead of waiting for a floor vote, a sitting commissioner is now saying the agency can and will act on its own if the bill dies. The threat under the statement, the Clarity Act, is the market structure bill meant to split oversight of digital assets between the CFTC and the SEC, giving the CFTC clear jurisdiction over most crypto commodities and their spot markets. A cloture vote is currently set for September 15th, and the broader fight over stablecoin yield and the Senate calendar has already slowed the bill's path. Selig's point is that the CFTC does not strictly need the bill to start regulating. The agency already has authority over commodity derivatives and anti-fraud enforcement in spot markets. That is a narrower base than Clarity would grant, but it is enough to write registration requirements, guidance, and enforcement priorities for exchanges and intermediaries that touch commodity class tokens. He is describing a fallback, not a preferred path. A regime by rulemaking is weaker than a law. An agency-built framework and a statute are not equivalent, and the difference matters for anyone operating in the market. A law passed by Congress is durable. It survives changes in administration and takes another act of Congress to unwind. A framework assembled from existing agency authority is easier to challenge in court, easier for a future commission to reverse, and confined to whatever the CFTC's current mandate already covers. Spot market jurisdiction that Congress has not explicitly granted is exactly the kind of question that ends up litigated. The Blockchain Association has already been pressing regulators on tokenization rules, asking the SEC to scrap two rules it says block the sector, which shows how much of this fight is happening through agencies rather than statute. So a CFTC-first regime would give the industry some near-term certainty on registration and conduct, but it would sit on shakier legal ground than the bill it replaces. For builders deciding where to base operations, that distinction changes how much weight to put on any framework announced this way. Prices are not waiting on Washington. The threat lands during a broad rally. As of August 24, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $73,623, up 6.0% on the day and 16.3% over the week. XRP led the majors with a 14.2% daily jump to 127, and Ether sat at 2,343, up 24.5% on the week. The Fear and Greed Index read 66 in greed territory. None of that move traces cleanly to Selig's comment, which landed after most of the weekly gains were already in. The rally is its own story. What the regulatory signal adds is a second-order read. A market pricing in a friendlier U.S. posture toward crypto now has a commissioner saying the agency will move with or without Congress. For traders, the takeaway is that the CFTC path reduces the binary risk around the September 15th vote. A failed vote no longer means no framework at all. The practical read for operators. For exchanges, token issuers, and payment rail companies, the message is that a U.S. framework is coming through one door or another. A statute would be cleaner and more durable. An agency regime would arrive faster but narrower and could shift again with the next commission. Companies building stablecoin rails and card products in the U.S. have spent 2 years waiting for rules to settle. Selig's comment does not settle them, but it lowers the odds that a stalled bill leaves a vacuum. That is worth something to any firm deciding whether to launch a U.S. product now or wait for the vote. Trump's move to end Operation Chokepoint 2.0 already signaled a policy shift. The CFTC willing to act unilaterally is the enforcement side version of the same posture.